Good time to get started. Marston, if you want to come up, feel free. Mr. Jaden, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you doing?
It's the usual. It's just another day in the blockchain universe, of course. It's been pretty crazy the last few weeks. Hope everyone's still doing well. Outside of that, we have a bunch of developments that are happening on our front that are super, really, really important for kind of the growth and distribution of the Jackal protocol. I think probably the best way to start is we can kind of tease what we're doing with Archway. We haven't had an official announcement yet because they're in the middle of their drop camp stuff. But Jaden, if you kind of want to talk about that, I think that would be great.
I would. So the first ever deployment of Jackal natively on an L1 is coming to Archway soon. It's in development right now. We are set to launch within the next couple of months. And we're going to start marketing that really soon. It's a huge step forward for us. I know that for the people who have been with us for a couple of weeks, it's not news to you. But keep your eyes peeled in the next little while for us to start marketing the outpost, as well as we should have a couple of partnership announcements coming live in the next couple of days to the next week or so.
Yeah, it's super important, not only just kind of the different partnership announcements, such as bridging solutions for IBC to EVM or to Avalanche, for example, but also other L1s that we're looking to deploy outposts on as well, which is super cool. Whether that is kind of general purpose L1s or ones that are specialized in gaming or AI, and these are kind of the spaces that we're targeting right now. But Marston, on the development front, I think it'd be awesome if you would be able to share anything along the lines of where we are on the Archway Outpost in general.
Yeah, for sure. Can you guys hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. Things are trucking along pretty smooth. Where we're at right now is kind of like most of the... I want to say all of the core systems are complete from like a smart contracting chain development level. What we're kind of focusing on now is those like integrations and making sure that everything works really smoothly for developers and users in order to get this thing live. So it's going to be going live on testnet soon. Essentially what we're looking at is kind of the same Jackal interface that you're used to, but running on Archway completely, which is really, really exciting. Where we're at with that is kind of like a full kind of backend rework of our JavaScript library, Jackal.js. There's a lot of differences between interacting with a blockchain and interacting with multiple blockchains across, you know, IBC. There's a lot of little nuances when it comes to like handling messages and making sure that you know what is actually being returned from the Jackal chain while you're on Archway, because they don't really communicate back and forth in a way that you'd kind of expect. And because we're kind of the first chain to rely on these kind of callback messages, we've had to rework a lot of the backend for Jackal.js, which is, pretty big overhaul, but we're looking to kind of open source a lot of this and make it easier for other chains to do similar things as we go forward. So, obviously our first priority is getting this on Archway, but if you're building something and you don't know how to do IBC calls across chains through interchain accounts and stuff, come talk to us. You know, we're always able to help with stuff like that. And so then it just comes down to UX and, you know, making it easier for developers to buy storage and all that good stuff with token on wraps and all that. So yeah, I mean, that's where we're at with Archway on the development side.
That's super exciting. And what I'm really excited about is how scalable that model is, right? It's once we can kind of deploy it and get it up and running and have the UX in a place that it can be used on other blockchains, then it's really horizontally scalable, which is super cool as well. That's kind of what I'm most excited for in general. Outside of kind of like the tech front, obviously, we're still working on V4 as well, which should be coming towards the end of Q2, unless anything's changed on that front, Marcin.
No, we're still aiming. We're still aiming for Q2.
Okay, cool. So end of Q2, we're still looking at the V4 upgrade and the V2 economics upgrade as well, where we kind of move towards a more of a real yield model. Outside of that, there's some fun stuff that we've kind of made investments into the marketing you can hear my dog in the background possibly there, but the marketing side of things, where we're looking to kind of hone in our brand quite a bit, kind of get a more unified brand, unified look, overhaul the websites, and then kind of lead into standardization of all the dashboards, as well as also having creatives as well. So kind of we made the move to get a creative director. We have Coney Daddy listening here, and he's been super awesome so far of kind of working on producing content and making videos and all that good stuff. We're kind of doing all the really boring work to get up to speed right now. But once we have everything ready, everything's prepared, we're going to be hitting you guys with a lot of content, which is going to be really exciting as well, and kind of getting that content calendar owned up so we can start to focus on not just the development, but also the marketing side of things. I know that's something a lot of people have been asking for. Jaden, what are your thoughts on kind of where we are on that front, on the marketing and stuff like that? Ian, if you want to come up, feel free, but I don't know what you're up to right now. Maybe a busy bean.
Yeah, I mean, Coney Daddy is definitely a good resource for that, but we're well aware of the fact that we need to have better comms with regards to front-facing marketing, and it's something that we're going to do a better job prioritizing. So it's important to us to maintain the share of attention, and so with that being said, we've got to dial it up a little bit more for sure.
Right on. Outside of that, Marcin, what's on your mind right now? Anything interesting for you, whether that's crypto markets, outside of things, encryption, what's going on in your brain?
Oh man. I mean, there's a couple of things, mostly with the Jaco protocol right now. I haven't really had a lot of time to focus on other stuff, but we're rolling out a provider upgrade, so that's cool. It's doing a slow roll right now, but essentially it should, in theory, make all the storage providers way faster. It prunes out a lot of dead space, so storage providers can free up a lot of that space on their machines that was being used for no good reason, which means more total network space, which is cool. And then it should also be faster to get files off and onto the machines, which is good. And then there's a little bit more error handling sprinkled in. So if you've ever been on the dashboard and get something like CID not valid or like empty CID, that should go away, which is really exciting. So the UX on the dashboard should be way better than it is once this provider update rolls out. And that's kind of the big one for Jaco right now. Kind of the second thing that I've been thinking about a lot is media streaming. And, you know, we've done a little bit of a demo internally and everything, and I think I talked about it a little while ago, but just the idea of like Jaco being able to play videos and music all in kind of like a live stream, or not a live stream, but like a music streaming, video streaming kind of way. So you can think about like the way YouTube does it, where the video has to buffer, you don't have to download the whole video before you watch it. That's really, really cool. And, you know, we need to figure out like a better UX and everything, but with this, it kind of opens up a lot of that full kind of decentralized YouTube capability or decentralized Spotify capabilities where artists can go and have a Jackal account and upload their stuff to their Jackal account. And that can all be live, or sorry, not live streamed, but that can all be streamed from the Jackal Cloud to any device anywhere, which is really, really cool. I think it opens up a lot of opportunities, especially when you get into like DAOs. Like you can have a music label that's a DAO that hosts their own music files. And that kind of Web3-ified like media consumption platform is really, really cool in my mind. That's something I'm looking forward to in the next year or so.
Yeah, it would be really interesting. I know that we've gotten a lot of requests for something along these lines where we talk about like DAO tooling or integrations with DAO tooling, like DAO, for example. It's kind of interesting because they redeploy to every single chain individually, correct? So we would have to be like on the matching chain, for example.
Yeah. What's really cool is we can, again, use those interchain accounts and have each DAO have its own interchain account.
That would be pretty wild. So you can do publishing from kind of DAO accounts like that. It'd also be nice for just proposals as well, right? Where you have like a lot of on-chain proposals that are just like going to be Google Doc forms that probably won't be around after a certain amount of time. So it'd be really interesting to have like proper ways that we can do that. One last thing, Marcin, while we have you. I know that kind of Stargaze has been like toying with the idea of like using us as an IPFS pinning service. And can you talk through like the complexities and what like an IPFS integration is with Jackal and just kind of like the background of like what is IPFS, I guess is another good way to put it.
Yeah. I love IPFS and it's a really funny topic because, you know, I said it before, but nobody really knows what IPFS is unless you're like deep in it. Even a lot of the people that use IPFS don't fully understand what it is. And essentially it's just a discovery layer. So IPFS won't store anything. It's just a way to figure out where content is at what time. So if you have a computer storing a file, you can publish that to IPFS. And what that's doing is it's basically saying to this IPFS layer that my computer has this file. If you search for that file, get it from my computer. And then it's really, really good. It's like a CDN where computers can like bounce files from computer to computer so that anybody holding a file can like cache it and make sure that if somebody asks for it again, they don't have to get it from the original host. They can just get it from them. And that's how a lot of these like NFT marketplaces do things. They cache all of their IPFS data. So, you know, you ask them for the file, they serve it up really fast. But if they don't have it, then they can actually go get it from wherever it is on IPFS. That's really, really cool. Big problem with IPFS, though, is there's no guarantees that your file actually stays there. So what you end up having to do is either hosting the files yourself on your own machine, or you pay somebody else to do it. And pretty much every single time you've paid somebody else to do it, it's a fully centralized platform like Pinata, or you know, there's some quote unquote decentralized IPFS pinning services and stuff, but a lot of them just end up relying on like vulnerable technology, or it's not really decentralized in the way that, you know, you'd think it was. And so there's all these drawbacks when using IPFS to host your Web3 media. Jackal in V4, the storage providers themselves actually become IPFS nodes where they only really serve IPFS data. They don't like take it in and cache other people's data. But what that allows you to do is any file you upload to Jackal is also available on IPFS. I have a demo on my Twitter, or my X, I guess it's called now. And basically it's just showing that I upload a file and then it's immediately available on the Cloudflare IPFS gateway, which means it's available on any IPFS gateway, which is really, really exciting. So for like NFT marketplaces like Stargaze, that essentially means that somebody would be able to go upload their NFT collection to the Jackal protocol And Stargaze would automatically be able to index it like they would if they were using any other IPFS pinning platform, which is really, really great. It kind of expands the possibilities of what Jackal is able to offer. And it comes at like no overhead either, which is really cool. It's just kind of like some stuff on the storage providers that we've tweaked. But yeah, it makes getting data off the storage providers faster. It makes it compatible with existing legacy NFT platforms, which is really cool. And I mean, there's much more that I could probably say to advertise this as better than existing solutions. But yeah, I mean, anything you can do with IPFS, you can do with the Jackal protocol now, which is really, really cool.
It is pretty fascinating. It's almost just like integrating Jackal protocol with IPFS almost in a weird way. And just kind of making it compatible and just being a better storage layer for IPFS than something else out there, for example, you know? It's just kind of like giving incentives to the IPFS network, you know, in a more unified way, and just having like on-chain integrations and the ability for people to actually just kind of pay for storage and then just forget about it, and it'll be there as a service rather than kind of as a marketplace type model. It's pretty exciting at the end of the day, everything that we're going to be able to do with this, right? It's a lot of the crypto spaces like hard-coded themselves like down the IPFS product path and then kind of use like Microsoft servers or AWS servers and then pin to IPFS via those servers and then kind of make it discoverable in that network. It's super exciting about where we're going down that route and kind of like having more interoperability with other existing systems. Pretty cool. Jaden, do you have any last things we want to kind of share before we kind of go into the question period? That being said, if anyone has any questions, feel free to request to come on up. And but in the meantime, we're going to put Jaden on the spot. Jaden, what do you want to talk about?
Let's open it up.
So for everyone that doesn't know, Jaden's been deprived of his dog for the last 3 months. So if you kind of want to share your sad experiences that you have going on over there about you missing your dog for God knows how long, feel free. I'm sure everyone would love to hear about it.
It's okay, dude. Everyone knows. It's just nobody's as excited to see you in the morning as your own dog. So having him back has been phenomenal. Can't undersell it enough. Having a dog in the house is a move that I would recommend to everybody, unless you live in a city, in a condo in the sky.
Yeah, even then. Like, I got a bear market dog, right? And then my bear market dog turned into my current dog now. That is kind of... She's a lot of work, dude, I'm not going to lie. But I love her dearly, so it's all good.
Your bear market dog turned into your current dog now. That makes sense.
Yeah, I didn't get rid of her.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Bull market kicks off. I send my dog to the pound, you know?
She's now your bull market dog.
Yeah, she's now my bull market dog. But no, that's hilarious. If anyone has any questions, feel free to come up. If not, Marston, anything else that you want to share? Anything else from either you two?
No, I think just opening up the floor to questions would be good.
All right. Well, you guys we're going to have questions going once, going twice. Feel free to request. If not, we're probably going to shut this down. And I hope everyone has a great rest of their Wednesday. Does not seem like we're getting much here. All right, guys. Really appreciate it. Thanks for coming, as always. We'll see you next week in the Discord for next week's town hall. If you have any questions, feel free to ping any of the guys either on Discord or message us directly on Telegram or something along those lines. If you have any different ecosystems you think we should target, any applications that you think that I could leverage Jackal for their specific use cases, also feel free to send that our way, specifically to Jaden, so we can kind of get going.
How about Sega? That would be cool.
Sega?
Sega.
I know, we love Sega. We already have a chain lit on Sega. Next thing is about getting an outpost to Sega, which is super exciting. So anyone know anyone that's building on Sega even, feel free to send them our way as well.
We'll start banging those war drums.
Oh, we have one question, one person actually coming up here. All right. Because you're bored, can you hear me? Am I rugged? Jaden, can you hear me?
No, you're not rugged.
Okay. Okay. Because you're bored, feel free to ask any questions.
Oh, sorry.
There we go.
My mic was off. Sorry, I'm an idiot.
No worries. What's up?
Yeah. Just a quick question. Really excited about this project. I think this is something I really want to get in on and have been in on. But my real question is, do you guys have any like place where we can look at the metrics and sort of evaluate how much data is being stored, how many across what chains, et cetera, to sort of track as we go along or no?
Yeah, of course. So what we have right now is we have an API right now, and it doesn't have a proper dashboard. And we're working with a few teams that have like proposed building a dashboard for us. It's just getting all that shored up. Right now, in the current state, we're on the way to deploying our first outpost, and it's going to be on Archway. So we don't have any data from any other chains coming back to Jackal, but we do have a really interesting idea of having a way to visualize that properly or kind of track metrics that way, kind of have something along the lines of like a map of storage, kind of like map of zones in a weird way, and just kind of having a place for people to actually access all that data. But in the meantime, I can give you the access to the API, and it'll just like spell out exactly like who has how many unique users, for example, how much unique storage, what's like the ratio of storage to storage purchase, for example, and all those different things. We have those stats internally that I can share.
If you could do that, that would be amazing. And again, I know this is an early project, but definitely just good to know that information. You guys are great. I'm excited about it. I'm stepping off now.
No, I appreciate it. We're pretty close to hitting our first 1,000 storage users as well, which is pretty exciting. Our users are kind of interesting because some people use it to store memes and some of them are enterprises. So they kind of span all kinds of different sizes, but we're pretty close to 1,000 storage user, which is pretty cool.
And as we start to deploy these outposts, I know that map of zones-esque idea was floated internally a couple of days ago. I think it's such a cool idea of such an easy visual as we start to really hit the ground running with these outposts, to have a visual aid of just where these outposts are deployed, how much volume is coming in and out, et cetera. It would be really cool. So it's definitely on our radar.
And that's kind of like, it's really interesting kind of looking the way that Jackal does distribution, right? Kind of like if we didn't go through this like IBC interoperability / like outpost model, we're still working out how we want to call them because we don't know if outpost is the right word. But that being said, we have this ability for us to, every single time we deploy Jackal to a new blockchain where they can get all the features of the Jackal protocol itself locally and have storage, that means that now Jackal inherits all their developers and users, which is pretty cool, rather than like trying to convince them to leave another ecosystem and build on ours. It's like providing value versus like fighting in a zero-sum game for developers and users, like we've seen traditionally with storage networks, which is another kind of almost unfair advantage that I'm super excited about. But first things first is get the first one out there, and that's going to be on Archway. So I'd love for anyone and everyone to kind of pay attention to that being deployed, because it's going to be an exciting time. First use case of interchain accounts for something outside of token transfers, which pretty crazy stuff at the end of the day. If anyone has any last questions, feel free to come up. If not, as always, it's really been great to have everyone on our weekly town halls. Kind of give you guys a going once and going twice. All right, everyone. Thanks. As always, we'll see you guys next week in the Discord. We alternate between Twitter and Discord for town halls. So next week we'll be in the Discord. If you have any questions, feel free to come to either Telegram, Discord, send us messages. No idea what that sound was. That was wild.
That was crazy. Thanks for listening to us rant, everybody.
All right, take it easy. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets, dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments.
red down days. Got them acting all faithless. Yo, fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down. I'm just roasting honest. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic. I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss. And I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy. Before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works. And we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth. Sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace. Stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few Z's. And then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats. And if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy. Before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works. And we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth. Sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.